closed in 2015. But now, according to the Press Democrat, the county is exploring using a former landfill adjacent to the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport that was closed in 1971. While still years away, having a local composting site would save money, reduce greenhouse gases, and make the county compliant with SB 1383 that requires counties to reduce organic waste by 75%. A firefighter in Sonoma suffered minor injuries to his face early Sunday morning while responding to a fire on West Napa Street. Crews arrived just before 6 a.m. to find the roof collapsed and the vacant building. And flames coming from the back half of the structure. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The firefighter was treated and released from the hospital. President Biden says the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iranian-backed group killed three more American troops in Jordan and dozens were injured near the Syrian border. The number of wounded is expected to rise as service members seek treatment for symptoms consistent with traumatic brain injury. The attack took place while the troops were sleeping. It is not known exactly who launched the attack, but officials do know it was carried out by Iranian-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. A woman spent Thursday night on a gondola in below-freezing temperatures at South Lake Tahoe's Heavenly Ski Resort. The woman, Monica Lasso, was the same person reported missing Thursday night to the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office after her friends couldn't find her. She fell behind as her friends were heading down the mountain and was too tired to make the journey on her snowboard. So a worker put her on the gondola down the hill, which then shut down 2 minutes later at 5 p.m. No one knew she was on her way down, and she spent the next 15 hours inside with temperatures at 23 degrees. She was discovered the next morning when operations resumed. She was cold, but otherwise okay. One passenger and five flight attendants were injured when an American Airlines flight made a hard landing at Kahului Airport in Hawaii on Saturday. All six were taken to the hospital for treatment and later released. The Airbus A320 was taken out of service for inspection. It is not clear what caused that hard landing. Well, it's time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County, and we continue to look good. I don't have any stalls, accidents, or delays to report. Our KZST News Time is now 6:32.
If you live in the city of Santa Rosa and have children 5 and under, we have some great news from First 5 Sonoma County. First 5 Futures is a program that provides a free college savings account of up to $700 to eligible children age 0 to 5. It's never too early to start saving for your children's college education, and First 5 Sonoma County makes it easy. First 5 will make an initial deposit of $500 for every eligible child. Families participating in the program have the opportunity to receive an additional $200 in incentives for completing activities that support your child's well-being. Apply today at first5sonomacounty.org and start saving for your children's college education now. First 5 Futures, making young children's futures brighter, one account at a time. Enroll for this free college savings program today. Visit first5sonomacounty.org. For kids, for families, for Sonoma County. Talk, read, sing. It changes everything.
Want to save more this winter? Make fresh and amazing meals at home with savings you can count on at Raley's and Nob Hill. Get fired up for burger night with a juicy weekly member deal on ground beef. This week only, Raley's Something Extra members get large packs of 3 or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for only $2.97 a pound, limit 2 packs. Just clip your offer online or in the Raley's app and get navel oranges or Fuji or Opal apples for just 97 cents a pound. Only at Raley's and Nob Hill.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything. In sports, the Super Bowl is set. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers after they pulled out a come-from-behind victory over the Detroit Lions. Here is 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy on how they pulled out a win.
You got to care about each other. And you got to love each other to get a comeback going.
Enter forecast today, mostly sunny and warm with low 70s. Santa Rosa could set a new record high temperature for the date if we exceed 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with some patchy fog, 40s for overnight lows. Tomorrow, staying partly cloudy with mid-60s. We get rain on Wednesday. Look for 2 to 3 inches by the time it wraps up on Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A truck hauling zebras and camels for a series of weekend circus performances caught fire on a northeastern Indiana highway, prompting a police rescue of the animals. Two police officers and a third person rescued five zebras, four camels, and a miniature horse. By leading them off the smoke-filled trailer, they were treated for smoke inhalation, but none of the animals were injured. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You're listening to the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
People dream high in the quiet of the night, you know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window, I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, what doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times, we're not trying. So cut the headlights, summer's a night. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
Sonoma County's KZST. Welcome to your Monday. It is 6:39, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, the kickoff of the Girl Scout cookie season. It is here today. ilovecookies.org. We will be talking with a local troop leader from Petaluma at 8:40. Also, those 49ers, what a game. More on what happened yesterday in our hot topic at 7:40. And the Grammy Awards. We're almost here. Details about the glitz and glamour of that day on the way right here on KZST.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sonoma County's KZST. Welcome to your Monday. It is 6:42, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. And I got to say, it was a massage weekend for me. Love that. I do it once a month over at SoCo Reflexology in Windsor. That is an hour I look forward to every time. To Julie, I say, you insure those hands, baby. They're worth a lot. They work magic on my bod. To everyone at SoCo Reflexology, thank you. I needed that.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait. Tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around. You say, hey, that it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I said it's too late to apologize. It's too
what could be.
for turning on KZST. It is Monday at 6:50, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. Some hazy sunshine today. Temperatures heading into the low 70s around Sonoma County. Good morning.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters' Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Colder weather means higher energy bills. Unless you are ready with energy-efficient windows, you'll save on utility bills and you'll save energy.
And that's good for everyone, the whole world.
Right, Miley. I'm glad you're thinking globally and encouraging everyone to act locally. It doesn't get more local than right in your own home.
And when it's cold outside, it's so nice to have a warm house.
Now's the time to replace those old failed glass or single-pane windows. We work with top manufacturers like Milgard. And if you're ready to finally replace that old shower door, we have beautiful glass enclosures that will transform the look of your bath. Come to our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa and see the possibilities.
Jack Smith Glass, family owned and serving Sonoma County since 1962. You know, ancient history.
Lower your utility bills this winter. Jack Smith Glass, 544-0640. Call today, 544-0640.
Jack Smith Glass and Sass, let's sun in.
Sonoma County's KZST. Good Monday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams. And up next, a feature I call the Mishmash Minute. It is a hodgepodge of local information, tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, Art from the Heart. It is the 40th anniversary benefit auction at the University Art Gallery at Sonoma State, always organized around Valentine's Day. It's a night of art, food, wine, and music. The preview exhibition runs from this Wednesday through February 2nd, with the benefit auction February 3rd. All the proceeds go to the Art Gallery's programs. Next, the Humane Society of Sonoma County will love this one. Want to share the top four dog breeds in California. Number 4, Yorkshire Terrier. Number 3, German Shepherd. Number 2, Chihuahua. And the most popular dog breed in the state, the French Bulldog. And wrapping up the Mishmash Minute, if you have not heard, Girl Scout cookies go on sale today online, ilovecookies.org. And you can look for local in-person sales with the cookie booth set up all over Sonoma County starting February 11th. Super Bowl Sunday.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days and I miss you. Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. You stub your toe or break your can. I do everything I can. Help you through. If you're feeling.
Never been a fan of change, but I'd follow you to any place. If it's Hollywood or Bishop's Gate, I'm coming too.
Well, coming up next, Brent Allen will fill you in on everything you missed overnight. News is next on KZST.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we desire, you are.